It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. Monday, April 15th, 2024, the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire, by Manscaped, and of course, by DraftKings as well. All right. Well, it is playoff time at Madison Square Garden. How about this? For the first time since the unbelievable spring and summer of 1994, when the Rangers won their Stanley Cup, this is 30 years ago, and the Knicks went all the way to the NBA Finals and lost that very difficult seven-game series to Olajuwon and the Rockets, both the Knicks and the Rangers have won 50 games in a season. The Knicks yesterday with their win over the Bulls, and we'll get to that, finished 50-32. The Rangers, who close out the regular season tonight at the Garden against Ottawa, have already set their all-time record for wins in a season with 54. I'll start with the Rangers only because they have not finished the regular season yet. The regular season in the NHL actually ends Wednesday overall, but tonight for the Rangers. If the Rangers beat the Ottawa Senators, a non-playoff team, tonight at the Garden, they will clinch the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and they will avoid playing the Islanders in the first round. If they won, Carolina won last night. Carolina, right now, there's a very good chance the Islanders right now actually are sitting in that third spot in the Eastern Conference. If the Rangers fall to the two spot in their division, they'll play the Islanders in the first round. I got to tell you, I want no part of that. I really do. Now, I don't want to play Tampa. I don't want to play Pittsburgh. And I don't want to play the Islanders in the first round. You know, look, you got to play everybody at some point. You're going to have, if you're going to win the cup, you're going to have to beat four teams in a seven-game series eventually to win it all. So, you know, you're going to have to play everybody that you're going to have to play. But to open, the last thing I want to do, they played the Devils last year in the first round. That didn't work out too good. And then I really don't want to play the Islanders in the first round. So, to me, this is a big game for the Rangers tonight to get this win, get that number one seed, and avoid playing any of those teams in the first round. It has been a tremendous year at the Garden. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Both teams are going to have home ice and home court advantage in the first round, and we'll see where we go from there. But big game tonight for the Rangers as they will try to get that overall number one seed in the Eastern Conference. A couple other things individually going on. Panarin needs two goals to get to 50 to be the fifth all-time Ranger to have 50 goals in a season. He's had an unbelievable year. He's got 118 points, second only to the record that Jágr set back in the 05-06 season when he had 123. It's going to be kind of tough for Panarin to get 5 points in the game tonight, but, you know, you never know. There's a better chance he gets those two goals. We'll see how that plays out. Also, Chris Kreider tonight, if he needs one goal to get to 40 on the season. So you got a couple, you know, different individual things that can go down tonight. But Rangers really need to get this one tonight and lock up that overall number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And if they do that, they will play the eighth team in the playoffs. Who knows? Who knows who that's going to be? It could be Pittsburgh. It could be Detroit. It could be Washington. I think I'm missing. It could be Philadelphia. So, you know, one of those teams. So we'll see how it plays out. But the final game of the year, game number 82 tonight, for the Rangers at the Garden against Ottawa, and the playoffs will start next Saturday and Sunday. I saw where the Rangers will probably start on Sunday because the Knicks are going to play Saturday, all right? So both teams have home court or home ice. So actually works out good. I don't want to play in on the same day. The Knicks will play Saturday. The Rangers will probably open up their playoff round on Sunday. So we'll keep that in mind. And the good thing about it, too, like I said, the NHL season really ends on Wednesday. A lot of teams still have two games to play tonight and Wednesday. The Rangers only have that one, and it gives them a nice full week to rest up and get ready for, you know, when it really counts now as we go into the playoffs. As far as the Knicks are concerned, hey, look, you know, they were probably better off losing yesterday. You know, look, that hasn't been their MO. They finished the regular season on a big note. They won five straight games to close out the season. They beat the Bulls twice. They beat Milwaukee. They beat Boston. They beat the Nets to close the season out. They finished with 50 wins, first time since the Carmelo, Tyson Chandler, Mike Woodson coach team back in 12-13 that the Knicks have won 50 games. They won 54 games in that season, of course, lost in the second round to Indiana. But honestly, let's be honest about it. The Knicks would have been better losing yesterday, you know, finishing with the 49 wins because they would have wound up being the 3 seed in the playoffs and playing the Indiana Pacers. By winning yesterday, they moved to the 2 seed and now will have a much tougher matchup in the first round as far as I'm concerned, as they will play the winner of the play-in game between Philadelphia and the Miami Heat. Now, the Knicks won the season series against both of them, but really, especially Miami. You know, I want no part of the Heat. I mean, this is a team, you know how they are. They went to the finals last year. They beat the Knicks in the second round of the playoffs last year. Miami under, you know, Eric Spoelstra was one of the best coaches in basketball. He's been around, I mean, he's been coaching the Heat now for it seems like 1,000 years already. They are a dangerous team. And I don't care what seed they wound up, it doesn't matter. Like I said, they beat the Knicks last year in the playoffs. Knicks had the home court advantage in that series too and wound up going down in round two to Miami. I'd probably rather play Philly. I think Joel Embiid is extremely overrated. I'd rather take my chances with him and, have the three-headed monster of Isaiah Hartenstein, Precious Achiuwa, and Mitchell Robinson going up against him at the center position. But the Knicks are hitting on all cylinders as they head into the playoffs. Jalen Brunson with another 40-point game the other night. Yesterday, he tied Patrick Ewing. It was his 11th 40-point game of the season. Patrick Ewing had 11 40-point games back in 89-90, and he's too short of the record, which Bernard King set with 13 back in the 84-85 season. So, but what a year for Jalen Brunson. And look, you can, and I know it's not going to happen, okay, because there's such a bias against New York, especially when it comes to awards and stuff like that. But you legitimately could have the MVP in the NBA and the MVP, the Hart Trophy winner in the NHL on the two teams at the Garden. Jalen Brunson certainly should get major consideration for the Most Valuable Player Award. I mean, to me, he should get it. He leads the Knicks to 50 wins. I just mentioned that he had 11 40-point games. I think he had about 30 or something like that, games over 30 points, right? Leads the Knicks to a 50-win season, second seed in the East behind Boston, who had a crazy year. I mean, this guy should be the MVP in the league. And the same thing with Artemi Panarin, who's had an unbelievable year. 48 goals, 118 points, the best player on the best team in the league, right? At least certainly to this point. I mean, he should be the MVP, but he's not going to get it because you got this guy in Toronto, Matthews, who's got like 68 goals. Something like that. And you know the bias. Look, Toronto, the league headquarters is in Toronto. And if you don't think that there's a bias to the Maple Leafs up there, even though they haven't won a cup in a million years, if you think there's not a bias to them, give me a fucking break. Okay? I didn't need to use F there, but I had to. Sometimes you do. An F and break, right? Did I say F? I did. Who cares? Anyway, this is a podcast. There's no FCC rules here. So anyway, that's the deal. So, but I look, probably they won't get it, but there is a tremendous, you could certainly make a case that the MVPs in the NBA and the NHL are Jalen Brunson and Artemi Panarin. So we'll see. And obviously the Knicks are going to need Brunson to continue to play great in the playoffs. And the Rangers, Artemi, if the Rangers are going to go and win this Stanley Cup, and I mean, it's time for them to win. It's only been 30 years. And as I've said, right? It's only been 30 years, and it was 54 years before that. They need Panarin to have a playoffs, you know, to play in the playoffs like he did in the regular season. And as far as I'm concerned, look, if the Knicks got themselves to an Eastern Conference Finals and they're playing the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, to me, that's a house money series for them. You know, they need to win round one. They got to get through round one. It would be very disappointing if the Knicks went down in the first round. And like I said, if they play Miami, it ain't going to be easy, all right? They would have been better off being a three seed and playing Indiana. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, Milwaukee probably said thank you very much that they wound up with the third seed, and they're playing the Pacers. But nevertheless, so the Knicks got to win that. There's pressure in the first round for the Knicks. The Knicks need to win this first round series. There's no doubt about it. And probably need to get to the conference finals. If they get to the conference finals and play Boston, then to me they're playing with house money, but not until that point. As far as the Rangers, there's no house money for them. The Rangers got to win. There's no other way to say it. The Rangers will have the big pressure will be on them in every series they play because it's time for this franchise. They had the best regular season they've ever had. They've been around since the freaking 20s. It is time for this team to hoist the Stanley Cup again. So there's no freebies for the Rangers here. There's no house money series for them. And here's the other thing, too, with them, all right? If they're going to win the Cup, they have to do what they did 30 years ago when they won it. They have to have short series in the first couple rounds, all right? Remember, they swept the Islanders in the first round in 94 and beat the Capitals in five in the second round before they went on to those two blood and guts seven-game series in the conference finals against the Devils and then in the Stanley Cup finals against the Vancouver Canucks. So it would behoove the Rangers to have some easy series early on to play as least amount of games as they can possibly play. And we'll see. But you got to feel good about them. I mean, you do. I mean, you know, you got probably the best 1-2 goalie tandem in hockey with Shesterkin, who's been phenomenal. What a game Shesterkin had on Saturday against the Islanders. I mean, he was brilliant in the game against the Islanders the other day. I mean, how many point-blank shots did he stop? He stopped that penalty shot by Adam Pellick late in the game when the Rangers were still down 2-1. He stopped an unbelievable shot in the final seconds of overtime where he plucked one out of the air that was headed for the game winner for the Islanders. He stopped all the penalty shot attempts, the two in the shootout. I mean, he has been playing great. And then behind him, you got Jonathan Quick, who's already won three Stanley Cups in his career. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame. So, look, the big key for the Rangers, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be scoring even strength. Their power play is phenomenal. Even shorthanded, they scored a shorthanded goal the other day against the Islanders. You know, I like them. Sometimes I like them better shorthanded than I do a full strength. So they got to start scoring even strength goals. They finally got one the other day with Panarin late in the game that tied it up and eventually sent it into the OT. But they got to start doing that, this team. They've been too reliant on the power play, as good as it's been. And now that you get into playoff hockey, you know, you got to start getting it done on the five-on-fives. But it's going to be a fun time. We get a little respite. As Knick and Ranger fans, we're going to get a little respite for a week. Like I said, the Rangers wrap it up tonight. The Knicks already have. The Knicks will open up Saturday against either Philadelphia or Miami at the Garden. And the Rangers will open up Sunday. It looks like it'll be Sunday. And we have no idea who they're playing in the first round. We're going to find out probably Wednesday night. We'll know for sure who the Rangers are playing. But, boy, how great is it? If you are a fan of the Knicks and Rangers like me, and you go back to like 1962 with these teams, how great is it seeing both of them having the kind of regular seasons they've had? And, you know, home ice, home court in the first round and really beyond. The Knicks will have it for the first two rounds. If they play Boston, then they won't, but they'll have it for the first two rounds. The Rangers could very well have home ice throughout the entire playoffs. So it's going to be a fun time. The Garden will be rocking. Don't expect to get a ticket unless you know somebody that's throwing you one because, you know, you probably got to take a small mortgage out if you want to get a playoff ticket for either the Knicks or the Rangers. You know, you need a small mortgage for a regular season game. So, you know, that won't be easy. My wife's laughing, but not about what I'm talking about. I don't know. She's looking at some kind of political thing or something with animals or some crap like that. But nevertheless, not that it's crap. But by the way, she had a great birthday. So I just want, and I want to point
tremendous birthday.
And I want to point one thing out.
The best.
Hear that? It's unbelievable. But let me point one thing out to everybody, to Marv, to Dennis. My wife is not 49 years old. Okay, let's be honest. Because I've had a couple people say, "Well, you were, well, yeah, like 20 years ago." But I mean, let's be honest about it. But you know, because it was so funny, because I was talking to Marv the other day, and I said that, and he says, "I can't believe you." And Dennis called me the other day. He's like, "Oh, good for you. Your wife's like, you know, 20 years younger than you." You know, I'm like, "Well, okay, you want to believe that? She looks 20 years younger than me. I'll tell you that." Here's the bottom line. When I look at my wife, I say to myself, man, am I one lucky bastard. When she looks at me, I mean, I maybe she can't see too well, you know? But anyway. All right, the Ode to Pain podcast, Beningo, as my wife's cracking up. Let's get our, the pain. Let's get our sponsors. That's what they are. Let's get them in here. We'll start with the Hackensack Brewing Company. You know the deal. In beautiful, who needs a house out in Hackensack? Really, I always say it to Billy Joe, my counter is, who needs a house out in Oyster Bay? Oyster Bay, I'm sure, is a lot nicer than Hackensack, but nevertheless, let's be honest about it. Located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack. Remember, the tap room's open 4:30 to 10, Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday. When you go there, make sure you check out my Ode to Pain beer. We got three different incarnations now. I think TJ's working on one for the Rangers, too. We have one for all the other teams. We have one for the Jets, the Mets, and the Knicks. So if you want to check out the Ode to Pain beers, I can't talk, please do. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the Tombstones. We will let you know when the next live podcast will be, probably sometime, and probably in May something, maybe late May, maybe around Memorial Day, somewhere in that area. So we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. But check it out. See Mike Jones, TJ, everybody over there at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Tell them Beningo sent you. Also, of course, my son Johnny, his boss Harry, all the great people over at Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. Anything for your car. You need tires. You need work done on your car. You need a car inspected. Whatever you need, this is the place to go. Like I said, see my son Johnny. Does a great job. He runs the place. He runs the shop there. See Harry, his boss. See Rob, who's really an outstanding mechanic. He's done a great job. We know him for a long time. So whatever needs automotively you have, go check out Anita Discount Tire. As again, Westwood Avenue in Rivervale, New Jersey. Then, of course, you know, DraftKings. Boy, I tell you, what a time to bet now. I mean, you got so many things to bet on. You got the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs. You got all the baseball. Don't forget, next week, I guess you could probably bet on the draft, right? Who the number one pick in the draft is going to be? I guess it's going to be Caleb Williams. How about the draft a week from Thursday, right? I mean, it's coming up fast and furious, the NFL draft, which is always a very interesting night. Let's hope neither the Knicks or the Rangers are playing a playoff game that night. Let's hope that's not. There's no conflict with that, but we'll see how it plays out. But nevertheless, whatever you want to bet on, DraftKings is the way to go. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the code ODEPAIN. New customers can get $5, can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of really everybody out there. So check it out. Now, if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, that's H-O-P-E-N-Y, 467-369. Check it out, DraftKings. And finally, our good buddies at Manscaped. You know, I've been telling you about Manscaped for a while now, man. I'll tell you about how great it's been. I am not cutting the family jewels up anymore, thank God. You know, shaving the jewels, as I said, doesn't have to be a risky business. And thanks to our friends at Manscaped and their Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It's tremendous. It gets the job done, gets those tight places that you need. And as I said, you don't have to worry about cutting up your schwanz, because the last thing you want to cut up is that, I can tell you right now. As I've mentioned before, I've had issues in the past. I know a lot of guys have using this big crazy scissor, call me nuts, and actually clipping your balls a little bit. You don't want to be doing that. the first time I ever actually put like a Band-Aid on my nuts. I actually did it once. So, you know, but what are you going to do? But check out Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It's the best. The fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Depends how big you want your schwanz to look, really. That's what it comes down to. And let's be honest, guys, we all want our schwanz looking bigger. So I don't care how big it is. You always want that extra couple inch look. You know what I mean? And the way to go is with Manscaped. They even have underwear. I got a couple nice pair of underwear with the Manscaped. They actually kind of look like boxing shorts in a lot of ways. Very nice, nice comfort fit. I got a black pair. It looks terrific. I've been telling my wife I want to do a little Geraldo Rivera deal, and with my shirt off, a little shot in the underwear. And she says, yeah, you do a shot in the underwear, you're going to get a shot. So nobody wants to see me in my underwear. You know, maybe when I was like 35, maybe. But anyway, we'll leave that alone. But check out the Lawnmower 5.0. Check it out. The only way to go, 5.0 Ultra, the only way to go is Manscaped. You want your schwanz looking bigger? Manscaped is the way to go, and you do it safely as well. All right, Joe Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Yesterday at Citi Field, they retired number 16, the great Doc Gooden. Long overdue. I've said this over and over and over again. Nothing. Shea Stadium never shook like it did when Doc Gooden was on the mound. I was at the Bill Buckner game 6 of the World Series in 1986, right? Shea Stadium was rocking that night like it never rocked before. The only time it ever rocked anything like that was when Doc pitched in the regular season, especially in 1985. It was a freaking happening. And thank God number 16 now is in the rafters. You know, in all due respect, okay, you know, Tom Seaver is the franchise. He's the greatest pitcher in the Knicks, okay? The greatest pitcher, it's all that's on my mind. Steve is the greatest pitcher the Mets ever had. The second greatest is Doc Gooden. You know, in all due respect to Jerry Kuzman, who's got his number retired, and Jacob DeGrom, please, I don't want to hear it. I know Jacob DeGrom won 2 Cy Youngs. Jacob DeGrom was a 6-inning pitcher. Doc pitched, okay? All right? Steve is number 1. Doc's number 2. It is a thrill to see number 16 up in the rafters there. Tremendous. And I got to say this. All right, and I'll get to the Mets itself. And, of course, June 1st, they're going to retire Darryl Strawberry's number, 18. I'm going to be there for that. Darryl's my guy. Darryl is if you ever seen my – I don't like to call it a man cave because, you know, to me, I like women in my cave, okay? You know, I'm big on, like, having my wife in the cave with me. You know, if I'm going in – like, you know, Aaron Rodgers going in the black hole. If I'm going in the black hole, my wife's freaking coming. So I'm going to tell you right now. So I don't like to use man cave. Because I like women a lot more than I like men. But represented all over the place is Darryl. He's all over the place down here, you know. So I'll be there June 1st when they retire number 18. And I guess he was there yesterday with Doc. I know Darryl's had some health issues, but God bless him. Good to see him there and all of that. So really great to see Doc, the numbers go up. And now we really finally embracing our history. We got the Seaver statue outside, and now we got the retired numbers. We got Casey's 37. We got Gill's 14. We got Seaver's 41. We got Kuzman's 36. We got Keats' 17. We got Willie Mays' 24, which should be up there. I'm sorry. I know he only played a little bit with the Mets, but, you know, he played most of his career early in New York with the then New York Giants. He was part of that 73 pennant winner with the Mets as well. Willie Mays is 24 is up there. Now Doc Gooden, 16, soon to be joined by Darryl Strawberry. At some point, I think you're going to have to put David Wright up there and probably Gary Carter as well. So, but that's for another day. But a great day yesterday. And the Mets win. They win 2-1. They scratch out 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning against Kansas City. They win 2-1. Edwin Diaz gives up a solo homer in the 9th, but holds on to get the save. How about that? I mean, you're a Met fan right now. You're delirious. We thought this team was going to stink. I mean, I ripped them. I ripped David Stearns. I ripped Cohen for being cheap, not signing anybody and all that. And look what this team is doing. They start off 0-5, and since 0-5, now they're 7-3, and they've won every series since then. And they're scoring runs. They only score a couple of runs. I get a text here. I got to say this. I got to kill him because he deserves to be freaking killed. And that's Joey and Clark. He's a great Met fan. He's a great Jet fan. He puts a little too much importance on the sports world, but that's for another day, right? But he texted me yesterday. So the Mets win 2-1, right? They've won 7 of the last 10 after the 0-5 start. Nobody, it looks like this team's a lot better than we thought, okay? And I'm the first to say it. And great, I'm happy about it, of course. He texts me after they win, right? He's watching the Masters, too. We'll get to that to wrap it up here. Scottie Scheffler showing in the world that there is nobody near him as far as him being the number one golfer in the world right now, winning his second green jacket in 3 years. But anyway, getting back to the Mets. So Joey texts me. He's complaining. This team can't hit. Lindor stinks, right? After they win this game. They won 7 out of 10 now after 0-5, and he's killing them, and he's going, how they can't hit. So I text Joey back and say, wait a minute, Joe. So yesterday, they scored 7 runs. The day before that, they scored 6. The day before that, they scored 16. By the way, that was against the Braves. The game before that, they scored 5. The game before that, they scored 8. What are you telling me? They're not hitting. I mean, what are you, nuts? And he's complaining after they win because Lindor's not hitting. Well, you know what? They're winning. I don't give a damn that Lindor's not hitting. They're winning. That's all that matters. Alonso's been hot. Brett Beatty's been terrific. Alvarez has been terrific. Marte's back. This guy Tyrone Taylor's been unbelievable for them. Harrison Bader's actually been hot. He got that swinging butt yesterday. They put the Mets in the lead. Nimmo's done his thing. He walked with the bases loaded. That turned out to be the game-winning run. The pitching, how about Jose Buto? 2 games in a row, he's pitched 6 innings in both games and allowed 1 earned run. Really, Jose Buto? Come on. You got to be thrilled. So, even the bullpen's been pretty good. So, you're a Met fan right now. You got to be happy. They're 7-8. They open up a 3-game series tonight against the Pirates at Citi Field. Not sure who's pitching tonight. Hauser, I guess, is pitching tonight. Adrian Hauser, I would assume it's him. You're a Met fan. You got to be thrilled with what you've seen so far. You did not expect this team, after that 0-5 start, to have now bounced back and won 7 of the last 10 and hit the ball as well as they've hit it. So you got to be happy about that. Joey, chill out. You know, really, there's more important things than the Mets, but, Joey hasn't figured that out yet. He's only 50. But nevertheless, you got to be happy to be a Met fan. There's no doubt about that, as the way they're playing much better. And remember, back in 06, right? Go back, excuse me, 05, not 06. Go back to the 05 season, Willie Randolph's first year as manager there. And this guy's been hosed since then, but we won't get it. That's another story. Remember, the Mets started 0-5 that year and actually had a winning season. They went 83-79. And then the next year, won the division and, lost that terrible 7-game series to the Cardinals in the NLCS with Beltran striking out against Wainwright in that 7th game. And a night I'll never forget as I slept on the floor of the conference room at the old WFAN in Astoria after that game. I'll never forget. No, I'll never. But anyway. So last time they started 0-5, they actually wound up winning 83 games. So, this team looks better than we thought. And I'm not saying they're going to win the pennant or anything like that. But you're a Met fan. You had no expectations coming into the year. Sit back and enjoy what you're seeing right now. All right. Beningo, the Yoda Payne podcast. We'll wrap it up with this. Scottie Scheffler yesterday. Yeah, it wasn't the most dramatic Masters because, you knew probably right around maybe the 9th, the 10th hole, somewhere around there that Scheffler was going to win. At one point, you had 4 guys, all 6 under par yesterday, and then guys started hitting into the water. Morikawa hit one in the water at 11. Max Homa, the 12th hole, which so many times has come up and bit guys. Max Homa hit a great shot on the par 3 12th, but a little too hard. It took a big bounce and went basically into a bed of shrubs. They couldn't find it. Homa wound up with a double bogey 5 on that hole. That basically killed him. How about the kid Ludvig Åberg, or Åberg, I guess they say. A is really an O. he played tremendous. He wound up 7 under par. He wound up finishing second to Scheffler. He also had one bad shot that he hit in the water as well. But he played terrific. And I tell you, I loved watching this kid play because he was smiling all the way, all the way. But at the end of the day, there is no doubt that the best golfer head and shoulders right now in the world is Scottie Scheffler. His second Masters in 3 years. He's also had won 2 Players now. This guy is clearly the best golfer there is anywhere to be seen. And I thought it was interesting. The top 5 guys finished at the Masters all on the PGA Tour. I thought that was interesting as well. The PGA coming up at Valhalla in Kentucky. That's coming up next month. And we'll see what Scheffler does there. But congratulations to him on his second green jacket. Everybody, enjoy the week. We're playing golf today. Beautiful day in the 70s in Jersey. All the love.